Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2015. The Food and Drug Administration's foreign offices prevent unsafe products from entering the U.S. food supply. Greater volumes of imported food bring increased workloads and other challenges. A team led by Alfredo Gomez, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed FDA's foreign offices and their operations. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Alfredo to talk about what they found.
How much of the U.S. food supply comes from other countries?
About 1/6 or 16% of our food supply comes from other countries. However, some foods are more likely to be imported. For example, over 90% of our seafood comes from other countries, such as canned tuna fish, raw sushi, breaded tilapia fillets. Also, about 50% of our fresh fruits come from other countries. It's also important to note that while 16% of our food comes from other countries, according to FDA, food imports are increasing 10% every year for the last decade. And this is an increase that is likely to continue.
So then, what do FDA's foreign offices do to help ensure that that food is safe?
So FDA foreign offices, of which there are 7 around the world, and these are in places like China, India, there are several locations, for example, in Latin America. They are the face and the voice of FDA overseas. Our report lists a number of activities that these foreign offices conduct, such as foreign inspections of facilities. They gather and assess in-country information that they provide then to headquarters here in the U.S. And they also provide information to foreign governments and industry on FDA's policies, laws, and regulations. So FDA's foreign offices are the eyes and ears for reporting back on the conditions that may cause safety problems in these countries.
Can you talk a little bit about what you found? Are the foreign offices effective in ensuring food safety?
So the short answer is we don't really know the extent to which the foreign offices are contributing to the safety of imported food. The foreign offices have cited a variety of contributions to improving the safety of imported food. For example, the India office has conducted inspections of tuna processing facilities. These had been identified as a source of a salmonella outbreak, so then FDA issued an import alert for tuna processed products. However, the extent that these contributions are improving the safety of imported food overall is unknown because FDA's performance measures have not fully captured these contributions. For example, the foreign offices have set inspection targets. They also have set targets for doing a certain number of collaborative efforts with foreign governments. And while these targets are fine, they are not measuring whether the foreign offices are helping to improve FDA's ability to ensure the safety of imported food. Another serious challenge to the foreign offices' effectiveness is the large number of vacant positions, especially in China.
So then, what recommendations is GAO making to FDA to improve the foreign offices' effectiveness?
In this report, we're making one recommendation that's related to foreign inspections. In a report that we did in 2010 on the same topic, we made 2 key recommendations to FDA, and those recommendations were that FDA needed to develop performance metrics and that it also needs to develop a workforce plan to allow it to staff their foreign offices. Now, these recommendations are still valid because FDA has not implemented these recommendations yet. With respect to the current report and our recommendation on foreign inspections, FDA is required to conduct a certain number of foreign inspections, and those inspections grow each year. What's happened is that FDA has not been able to keep pace with those targets. So we're recommending that FDA complete an analysis to determine how many foreign inspections it needs to do to ensure that our imported food is safe.
And finally, for consumers, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
So this report is about making consumers more aware of how FDA uses its foreign offices to ensure the safety of food, and also the challenges that FDA faces in making sure that it has the right people in the right place and performing the right activities.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.